that was something that we put an emphasis on this week, coming out and starting fast. We felt like the last couple of weeks, we didn't really get it going into the second half. So we came out today and executed well in the first half. Had three drives, three scores. We can't ask for anything more.
What kind of momentum and lift does that give you, particularly against a defense that hadn't even allowed a single passing touchdown going into this one?
I mean, it's big, but I mean, we understand when we play the way that we're capable of playing, I mean, we can score against anybody. It's just a matter of us executing, and we were able to do that today.
In the second half, you guys had 19 yards total, I believe, before that fumble recovery. What was the difference in how they were playing you or your guys' inability to execute, I guess, in that second half?
I mean, just the opposite. We didn't execute the way that we wanted to in the second half. We had some miscues here and there. So, I mean, I thought you saw, you know, a tale of two halves, but we came up and made plays when we needed to.
How big will it be now that you got Golden Tate involved today? He made that big catch on third down late, too. I mean, should that get him jump-started?
Definitely. But I don't think anybody was worried about Golden. He's definitely going to get his touches in this offense. That's just the way it's designed. Matt does a nice job of spreading the ball around, getting all of his receivers involved. So, you know, we weren't worried about that.
He even showed his running ability again. Is that always fun for you guys to watch when he takes off?
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't understand how athletic he is. When he has to, you know, he can tuck it and run it again, first downs for us, keep plays alive, and he was able to do that today.
Are you getting more comfortable with Stafford? It seemed like when you needed tough third down yards, he went to you.
Yeah, I got here, you know, right before training camp, so I didn't have all offseason to build with him. But each week, each day, you know, we're working on our rapport, and it's definitely getting better.
Talk about Charles just not known for his emotions, but they're pretty excited on the fumble recovery. Did you see that on the sideline?
Who's that?
Coach Caldwell in the fumble.
No, I didn't see it.
How about big play Slay with two huge takeaways there in the last couple of minutes?
I mean, those were huge. You know, the possession before the last one, four-minute offense for them. They're just trying to run the clock out. Comes up with a fumble, which was huge. Allowed us to go down and kick a field goal, take the lead, and come back and get an interception, which was amazing play. So, I mean, he stepped up big today.
Anquan, I know you guys only take it one game at a time, but when you lose, you know, after winning,
hard on the arm.
Get a win like this, and can it jumpstart you with two more at home?
I definitely think it can jumpstart us. Like I said, we know the way that we're capable of playing. We just have to come out and execute. We work hard in practice, and, you know, it's finally good to see good things happening on the field, so hopefully we can keep that up.
You've been around a lot. What's the difference in the morale with 1-4 and 2-3?
Well, that's a huge morale. I mean, if you have a team that's 1-4, especially a team that hasn't been in those situations before, you'll have a lot of guys pack it in. But when you're 2-3, you still have hope. And guys coming to work excited about the following week.